Hello and welcome to Look Back. I'm your host, Zane Kleinberg. This is the first episode. I'm really excited. Not made a podcast in God knows how long. And this is my first real one. Look Back, if you haven't read the description, this is a podcast about, in my opinion, the best era of technology, 2007 to 2011. We will mainly be focusing on Apple, but you know, at times we might drift in other directions. But basically, we will go over everything in this period, devices, you know, software, the link, just anything you can think of. I mean, we'll go through a couple of modern topics that we think it relates. But yeah, this is going to be a fun show. Episodes will range about 15 minutes or so, and you know, expect them weekly, about every week, maybe twice a week, you know, maybe 1 week, it'll be not perfect. But yeah, so that's basically the gist. There's also, like, no order, you know, so it's not like we're going from 2007 to 2011, you know, in that order. We're going to be jumping around a lot, talking about a bunch of different things. And to start today's podcast off, I honestly thought that, you know, we should talk about the iPhone 3GS. And here's why. I mean, I've been doing a lot of reviews on this recently. If you check my YouTube channel, you know, NYC Bound, or even my blog, I've been doing a lot. But yeah, I have so many, you know, products here that I can, you know, talk about, and then even off of other things. But why am I starting with a 3GS? I mean, besides that, I'm doing a lot of reviews on it. I just think it's a very interesting phone. Well, the next episode we'll be doing is on the iPhone first generation. That's without a doubt something we're doing. But the 3GS to me is a super interesting phone. And here's kind of why. It's a transitional phone. So if you're thinking about it like this, the 3GS is almost, if you think of it, like an iPhone 7, actually, exactly, if you think about the transition. Because we have the idea of the 6, right, the 6S, and then the 7 is something everyone thought would be different, and it's basically the same design. And then this year we finally got the, you know, X, I guess, or 10, which is a changed design. So the 8, I mean, the 3GS is like that. We had the 2G and the 3G, and which are basically the same, and now we have the 3GS, which is, you know, pretty basically the same. They're all basically the same. And then after 3GS, we get the 4, which is a brand new design, and we'll be talking about that very in-depth, too. But why? I mean, I find transitional phones to be very interesting because a lot of times, if you look at them, they have the most out-there features for the phone design. You know, so the 3GS, it packs, you know, this amazing software experience in this old clunky design that, you know, we think of with the 2G and the 3G. So in the time of 2009, what you'd be thinking of if you got this phone is kind of, how do I get the most out of the software? I'm sick of this hardware. How do I get the most out of the software? And that's why this is so interesting, because the software on here, it really handles well, and it's an amazing experience. So, I have an iPhone 3GS that I went ahead and unlocked. I'm on it right now. And it's just, if you look at it on iOS 3, which is a very difficult thing to get one of these on, we'll be going into, you know, boot ROMs, you know, baseband and all that stuff in future episodes, and just how, you know, tough it is to get around that, and, you know, new BLs and old, you know, so there's a lot of, you know, different things that we'll be going over with that in detail, in staggering detail. But, so, let's just take a look at the software. iOS 3, it's a very, I don't know how you put it, like, basic software. You can't set a background. It's really, it's just something, you know, basic, which is definitely the best way to put it. And you know, when you have a basic operating system, you know, you expect it to outperform when you're talking about, you know, capabilities and speed. So an example of this, you know, in modern times would be the current iPhone 8. It is, in fact, faster than the 10 because this hardware, you know, the internals are so optimized for the software that it's hard to explain. You know, we'll go into better detail on this stuff later. Yeah. So let's just continue with the 3GS. And I'm sorry if this is, you know, the first episode. It's going to be a little tough because we're kind of just doing an introductory episode and we can't really get into deep details. And if you guys are just new to all of this, you know, there's not much we're going to, you know, till the next episode. So iOS 3, it's, you know, super basic. Like I've been saying, you can't set a background. But it also, if you're looking back at it compared to iOS 2, there are so many improved features, you know? Like, we can't forget, iOS 2, you know, before the 3GS and iOS 3, there was no such thing as cut, copy, and paste. There was no such thing, you know, you couldn't even use your iPhone to record a video, you know? So, people, I think when we're doing the show, you gotta be very highly alert that in these times, stuff was very different than it is now, you know? And so it's important that we put ourselves in the mindset of being in this time. So when I'm looking at the software, you know, what jumps out at me? Well, it's kind of the fact that the software, it matches the hardware. And this is something I really want to get to in depth in future episodes. Like I've been saying with everything. But all right, if we're looking at iOS 3, we see black background with this gray, you know, dotted-esque background. And, you know, for the dock. And what, if you go and look at the phone, what do we get? The hardware, it's a black back, right? And then this grayish, you know, chrome band going around it. And this is a pretty big resemblance. And this is why you gotta have good hardware that matches your software. Because in this case, as you can see, it perfectly matches. You know, we have a little hint of gray in the software with a black background, and same with the hardware. And this is a big deal. This is why something that has no background is so basic like this can work really well. Now, let's go ahead and talk about mail, phone, iPod, and iTunes and App Store. So these are the, you know, main features of why this phone sold. And first off is talking about phone. It's surprising to me just how well a device like this, how good Apple's ecosystem is, and it can still hold up. So I can right now place a phone call on this phone. I have a working SIM in it. You know, I said it's unlocked. I can do this really easily. And if you look at iOS 3 compared to, you know, nowadays, like iOS 11, well, it might look completely different. The backbone, it's still the exact same thing. You open up the phone app, you press contacts, keypad, recents, basically the same. And it's even the same, you know, looking back to iOS 1.0, which is, you know, shocking. Now let's talk about mail. Mail, it's also basically the same thing. You know, iOS 3 has this great, you know, combined inbox feature. Or, you know, and we get, this is the first time we see it, and it works really well, and this is something we still see today. You know, iPod, it's, you know, this is what music is, you know, evolved it from the iPod app. It looks, if you look on the iPhone, basically the same, you know, besides, you know, iOS 11, if you go from iOS, you know, 9 back or so, 10, but basically iOS 9 back, it looks exactly the same. As for messages, this could not look more similar. You just open up to a page, you know, you get the option to write a message, and it all works. While this didn't have iMessage, it still could send SMS. And so, yeah, so the iPhone 3GS is a very interesting phone with some interesting little, you know, features and tidbits about it. And I got a great, you know, response from people at the time. It was liked very much. And it, even if something that we take for granted, like I said before, so much, is recording a video. Before this phone, you could not do. You know, you couldn't just open up the camera and record a video. You know, you were forced to take a photo, and there were hacks, you know, to get video, but this was the first time Apple actually allowed it. And that's why it's so cool to look back at this time, because this is the birth of a lot of things we take for granted today. You know, this is the first time that some of the things we know and love today originated, and that's why it's so cool to look at these old products. So there's not really much more to say about the iPhone 3GS. You know, if you're looking to get a spare backup phone, it's a great choice because it's still, you know, upgraded to iOS 6, but I would not recommend that. If you're going to get one, keep it on iOS 3 and really get the experience. But it's a good, you know, backup phone. I from time to time, if my phone's dead, just use it as a backup phone because it handles that, you know, really well. So let's finish off the episode by talking about the original iPad. Just, you know, going a little bit into the original iPad and why this guy is so cool and why I really want to talk about it. So the iPad, if you remember, the big thing for Steve Jobs was it was the intermediary between the iPhone, which was at that time really popular, you know, all of a sudden sprung out, you know, and a laptop and a Mac. So this guy, if you look at it, which we don't really get the idea of anymore from iPads, he has like a look. If you hold it up to a Mac, you know, you get that exact same look and feel. So a great example, I'd say, is if you have a MacBook Pro, look at, you know, put the screen up to it. You know, you have the original iPad. Just think of that or Google it. And it looks exactly the same. A black screen, you know, black and this aluminum body around it that's kind of visible if you look at it from the front, which is just a cool thing to look at how design even back then still plays a part today. And in this episode, we're not going to get into software because this was a big deal, the first generation, how iOS would be integrated. But the hardware of it, it feels, you know, in the hand. If you have not held one of these or have ever held one of these, I highly recommend it. If you had, you were one of the original people to have the first iPad and you know what this feels and you're looking to buy one of these iPad Pros, I'm telling you, if you don't need it. This thing works just as well. It does the same features. Well, it might be that fast, not as fast. It does a lot of the same great features. And that's why these devices are so cool. And you look at it and you're like, oh, this is where that comes from. Now I know, you know, why I can, you know, I can take video because the iPhone 3GS did that. Or now I know where the design of my product I'm using comes from. You know, the iPhone 4, for example, is what sprung the iPhone 8 and X design. So that's another big topic of the, you know, show that we'll be talking about in the future. So to end the episode, we're going to be talking about what we're going to be going over next episode. So next episode, we are going to be discussing in detail the iPhone first generation, kind of discussing the time of 2007, what was going on at the time. We'll be getting into a little bit with OS X Leopard and OS X Tiger. We'll be talking about OS X a little bit in that episode. And then we'll be talking a little bit about laptops. Not that in depth on laptops. That's probably the most, maybe the last like 2 minutes of that episode. But we're going to get a little bit into the MacBook in that series. And yeah, that's basically the end of the episode. I want to thank you guys for watching. As always, that we're going to be doing is, I would love if you guys could leave suggestions or comments or anything, you know. Send it to the email zanesklineberg@gmail.com. And, you know, I hope to get suggestions from you guys about future topics. If you have anything you want to say. Yeah. And that's pretty much it. Again, thank you guys for watching. And I will see you in the next episode.